Ashwa, what's your guess to our nearly impossible question?
That you are practicing your breakup with your so-called spouse.
You got it!
The answer is 48% of people admit that they have practiced a breakup speech while stuck in traffic. Isn't that wild?
That's terrible.
But I mean, also, like, a good use of time while stuck in traffic. Like, if you know you're going to break up anyways, like, you know, some people practice in the shower. Some people might practice in the car, at the
right?
gym.
You've got to have your response. You've got to have it ready. You've got to have your case solid.
It's so true. You have to, like, know what your talking points are going to be, and maybe talking it out helps.
Yeah. A few good bullet points as to why things are dysfunctional.
Yeah. Yeah, or it's like, it's over. It could also work.
It could just be a two-word text and then a block. Wow, that's mean. Ashley, you nailed it. Dare I ask how you knew? I mean, I don't know. I say lived experience is often helpful, but.
No, I mean, I do practice pre-arguments. I will say I do that.
Yes, the arguments, I've definitely done that.
Lovely, especially when you're married to a lawyer.
You have to. Mm-hmm. You have to be ready with your defense. Ashley, thank you so much. You got it right. Thanks for playing.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Make sure you're listening for a Shawn Mendes song this hour. We're giving away tickets. It is 7 o'clock and 15 degrees. Here's Eva.
Good morning. It was a great first minister's meeting for Ontario Premier Doug Ford yesterday, who called it the best first minister's meeting in his 7 years as premier. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Canada's premier sat down in Saskatoon yesterday to discuss nation-building projects. Ford described Carney as Santa Claus, whose sled is full of all sorts of stuff and is now heading to the North Pole to sort everything out. Thousands of people in the Prairie provinces have been displaced by intense wildfires. Evacuees in Manitoba have moved to Winnipeg hotel rooms, and nearly 5,000 people in Alberta have also been forced from their homes. In Saskatchewan, 2,500 residents in a northern town had to evacuate last night after a fire breached its airport. Porter Airlines is expanding to Hamilton. Starting today, new routes will run out of the John C. Monroe International Airport. Flights to Vancouver and Halifax will launch today, while flights to Calgary and Edmonton are set to begin on June 11th. In sports, Jays host the Phillies tonight at 7:07. CHFI weather. Today, mainly sunny. Could see some haze with a high of 26. Tonight, clear, a low of 16. And then tomorrow, sun and clouds, some showers for mid to late afternoon and a potential for a thunderstorm. High of 28 degrees. Humidex 34. Right now, it is 16 degrees. South 404 at Bloomington, left lane closed for construction. It's slow from south of Aurora Road. We also have delays east on the Gardner-Humber Bridge to Strawn. Steeles and Martin Grove, we've got lane restrictions through that intersection because of a collision.
This is very exciting. We have a pair of tickets to see Shawn Mendes September 28th at the Budweiser stage. He's never performed there before. This is going to be his first show there. All you got to do is listen this hour when you hear a Shawn Mendes song. You want to text tickets to 981-981. You spell out tickets to 981-981. Good luck.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh.
CHFI.
Good morning. So there's a woman going viral for, a decision she is contemplating regarding her kids and the final week of school. See if you agree with her. We'll tell you about it right after Mackenzie Porter.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm singing about those days. Smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce when you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TV scene.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
So it's that time of year. It's almost the end of the school year. And a woman has gone viral on TikTok for suggesting this.
Do you make your kid go to school the last week of school? I don't make my kids go to school the last couple days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway, at least around here.
Okay. That's an interesting one. A little spicy. Do you make your kids go to school the last couple days or the last week, as she's suggesting? I'm trying to think back. It's been a while since we were in school, but I feel like the last week is just like a mishmash of fun. We used to have a carnival day or a fun day.
Yes.
It's time to hang out.
Play day. I can't remember what it was called.
There wasn't much happening. You're kind of cleaning out your desk, cleaning out your locker.
Mm-hmm. And I guess her argument is that, you know, there's no point. They're not learning anything. The school year's over. In her area, the teachers are done too. They're done with your kids, according to her.
Everyone's a little bit checked out, I feel.
Yeah. I'd be curious to hear from teachers if that's how they really feel. I don't know, but it's interesting. I guess you really have to ask yourself, are they learning more by not actually learning what's in a textbook, let's say, or what's being taught on, you know, based on videos or other things that they would normally do during that time? Like, maybe what you're learning, the skills you're learning with, like, socializing and looking forward to that and all the hard work you put in the school year to end off on these last few days of fun, maybe that's what you're learning.
Love when a teacher throws on a movie.
Yes.
Getting a class is so good. Yeah, and I mean, like, I really look forward to those. Yeah, because the structure kind of starts melting away, right? Like you're going to get a little more time with your friends. You're going to have recess. There's going to be signing of yearbooks, maybe some summer planning. Hey, what camp are you going to? Let's do this.
Yes.
So what are you doing?
We're outside for lunch.
The weather's good. All that. So like, I actually really liked being in school as the structure starts to melt away a little bit. So I personally, as a kid, I would not have wanted to miss those days just to start, quote unquote, summer a little bit early.
This is the first year that I'm dealing with my children being in school and preschool. So this woman got me thinking. I'm like, am I sending them to the last week of school? And then I was like, yes, I am. Because if they're home, what does that mean for me? It's going to make things a lot more difficult for me in terms of planning. So no, I'm keeping them in for as long as I can keep them in.
That's true. Although with how many germs they're exposed to at that age and how sick your kids have been in and out, I guess that happens at that age. Maybe it's like, hey, a couple of days where I'm not exposing them to this.
See? I know there's an argument to be made on both sides. What do you guys think? If you have kids who are in school right now, it's the last week of school, do you think they need to attend the last few days of school?
And teachers, we want to hear from you too. Yeah, let's throw this out there. Let's do a five calls.
Five calls? Decide it all.
Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week? Should you pull your kids out of school the last week?
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. 416-872-2434. 416-872-CHFI.
Of your hand makes my folks react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound 401, just volume delays right now. Same at the westbound side of the 401. And it looks like westbound on the 401 west of Winston Churchill in the HOV lane, a police investigation just happening right now. On the eastbound side of the Gardner Slow Humber Bridge to Strawn and Martin Grove and Steeles, we've got lanes blocked off through there because of a collision. Earn 4.9% with the Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it's free cash!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. What is left on your to-do list this spring around the house? I'm trying to focus on all the spring cleaning I need to do outside, and that includes getting my eaves troughs cleaned. After the fall and winter, they definitely needed a good cleaning, so I went on my Jiffy app, and it was right there as one of their most popular services. And within minutes, I had Fozzie, my Jiffy Pro, scheduled for the cleaning. Fozzie showed up, and I didn't even have to be home for him to do his work. He was updating me in real time over the app with photos and videos of the work being done, and just like that, the job was complete. I love that I can Jiffy it and forget it when it comes to jobs around the house. And now we're all set until the fall, when I'll be calling on Jiffy once again. You can do the same this spring. Download the Jiffy app or sign up on JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. That's CHFI for $25 off. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slayer Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian born, blending since 1999.
The summer getaway you've been craving awaits you. Vintage Hotel's pre-summer sale is here. This is your chance to get away to the rolling hills of Caledon at the Millcroft Inn & Spa this summer at an incredible rate. Book during the pre-summer sale and enjoy patio dining, hot spring pools, and a total mind and body spa experience. Hurry, the pre-summer sale rate is only available until June 15th for stays between June 22nd and September 22nd. Visit millcroft.com for details.
Pick your passion is on now at Gateway Casinos Innisfil and Playtime Casino Wasaga Beach. With over $500,000 in prizes across Ontario. Visit for a chance to win weekly cash prizes. Plus a chance to win one of four grand prize gift cards from Home Hardware, World Go Travel, Loblaws, or cash. Reward life with My Club Rewards. Only at Gateway Casinos. Proudly Canadian. Membership is free. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Full details and conditions at gatewaycasinos.com.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Is it okay to keep your kids back from the last week of school? Five calls decide it all. We're getting to them. Coming up.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my ambitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Oh yeah, we just played Shawn Mendes. You know what that means. We are going to be calling our Shawn Mendes ticket winner within the next 10 minutes. Keep on listening.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts would tell. Just like an old-time movie. About a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, the chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me.
725 right now, 15. It is going to be a beauty day getting up to the mid-20s. The Humidex is going to make it feel closer to 30.
Five calls?
Decide it all.
So is it okay to pull your kids out of school for the last week? This after a woman went viral on TikTok saying she doesn't even bother sending her kids to school that last week. She says the teachers don't want it. They're not learning anything, at least from her experience, and it's better to keep them home. How do you feel about it?
Sometimes you learn the most when you're not learning, though, if you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's all the fun stuff outside. I love that last week of school. What do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school that last week? Tina from Vaughn.
I would say it's optional, but in my opinion, my kids love going the last week. I've got three, and it's the most fun for them. It's laid back. They worked hard. The teachers tend to reward them with, like you said, TV time, extracurricular activities. Why not? Let them go have fun and just be kids.
Oh, I like that, Tina. Okay, your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amelia from Ajax, who is a teacher, what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week? Yes or no?
I would say if you pull out your child the last week of school, they're really not missing anything, but they're missing a lot of fun. Because, you know, during the last week, it's, you know, like you said, a play day. They get to say goodbye to their friends. But I totally understand if parents do want to pull their child out. I get it, but they're really not missing anything academic.
Okay. Do you have a preference as a teacher?
I would prefer them if they stay in school.
Okay. We're going to count you as a yes then.
Yes, it is a yes.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day, guys.
Mary Jane from Burlington, what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week?
No, I don't think it's okay. When I was growing up, my dad was the principal of my school.
Oh, that's a tough one.
So we went to school all the time. But
okay.
The last days of school are fun days.
Mm-hmm.
With you, totally on that. Okay, Mary Jane, your vote's been counted. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Shan from Caledonia, who is a teacher, what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school for that last week? Yes or no?
I think no, because it's usually the most fun time, not only for students, but also for the teachers.
Mm-hmm. It's fun for the teachers. Oh, I like hearing that.
They get to even have class parties, interact with their friends. You know, no schoolwork, no assignments, no grading. It's just fun.
You get to let your hair down a little bit, right? It's a fun week.
Oh, yeah. And kids need that.
Yeah. Your vote's been counted, Shan. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Hyman from Brampton. So what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week?
I wouldn't. The reason why, you think about it, like going to school the first part of the semester, like September, they're excited, right? Mm-hmm. So at the end, they want to get excited as well because maybe some of their classmates or school friends may be moving, not going back to the same school. So they wanna feel that experience. They wanna experience that enjoyment.
Yeah, for all the kids who are maybe, you know, going off to different high schools as well.
True.
Or even if you're in high school going off to different universities, like the last week matters.
Yes.
You wanna take a victory lap. I like that, Hyman. Thank you for the call. Your vote's been counted.
Have a good day.
Okay, so most of you there saying that it's, you know, keep the kids in school. The mm-hmm. last week is fun. Leave them there. It's a victory lap. 4-1. We've got as the final saying, no, don't pull your kids out of school the last week.
Interesting perspective on our text line at 981-981 from Marilyn, from Allison saying, yes, definitely keep your kids at home. It's the perfect time to go to local attractions because they won't be as busy as they are after school lets out. Also, report cards have already been written at the beginning of June.
Ooh, a little inside info. I like the point about, if you pull them out early, that's a good time to go check out attractions like the aquarium or Sea and Tap, whatever,
yeah.
Because it's not busy. Wonderland, not as busy.
Never thought of that.
I like it.
Don't miss this. Coming up on the Puget and Gurdeep Show.
Okay, so if you texted us for Shawn Mendes tickets, if you were one of the people who texted us when you heard him play about 8 minutes ago, we're going to be calling our winner soon.
Yes, pretty simple. All you had to do was text tickets and you're phoning him to 981-981 and we have a winner.
But first, it's 7:30. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. Well, plenty of optimism after the first minister's meeting in Saskatoon yesterday. Ontario Premier Doug Ford had this to say.
This has been the best meeting we've had in 10 years. Simple. Best meeting I've had in 7 years.
Prime Minister Mark Carney and the provincial and territorial leaders discussed nation-building projects. Some under consideration include nuclear power and decarbonizing Canadian oil and gas production. Parts of the province are under an air quality warning due to smoke from the wildfires, which continue to burn out of control in the prairie provinces. Around 200 wildfires are burning in BC and the prairies, with half considered out of control. Yesterday, the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency ordered the evacuation of another northern community. Hudson's Bay is set to return to court today to seek approval of a $30 million deal it signed with Canadian Tire. If the deal's approved, Canadian Tire will buy the rights to Hudson's Bay intellectual property, which includes its name, its coat of arms, and its iconic stripes. In sports, it's the Jays and Phillies tonight at 7:07. CHY weather. Today, mainly sunny. Could see some haze and a high of 26. Tonight, clear, low of 16. And tomorrow, sun and cloud with a thunderstorm risk and a high of 28 degrees. The Humidex 34. Right now, it's 16 degrees. On the westbound side of the 401, you're still going to find problems west of Winston Churchill. It's the HOV lane that's closed for a police investigation. East 407 approaching Woodbine, left lane blocked with a collision. And South 404 at Bloomington, the left lane is still closed because of long-term construction. It's jammed up from south of Aurora Road. Martin Grove and Steeles, we've got lane restrictions there because of a collision.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where.
sitting at 15 degrees, lots of sunshine, and 25 is our high, but it's going to feel like 29 with the Humidex.
I love it when you call me, senorita. I'll be needing stitches. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. I know I can treat you better.
We have tickets to see Shawn Mendes September 28th at the Budweiser stage, the first time he's ever played there, and we're calling our winner.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for Jenny Sue.
This is.
Do you know why we're calling?
The Shawn Mendes tickets.
Yes. What about them?
Yeah, you texted us, didn't you?
Yes.
How do you feel about Mr. Mendes?
I'm very excited to go.
Oh, so you think you're going to the show?
I hope so.
Are you a big Shawn Mendes fan, Jenny?
It's actually for my sister.
She's a huge Shawn Mendes fan. So if you won, you would take your sister, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, guess what, Jenny? You're going to win Sister of the Decade.
The decade, not even of the year.
Because you're going to see Shawn Mendes September 28th.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
These are insanely hot tickets because, listen, let's be frank. Shawn Mendes could fill Rogers Center probably a few times over, no problem. For him to just play Budweiser Stage, and I love Budweiser Stage for a nice warm show, but that's like, what, 18,000 people? These tickets are going to be very hard to come by. And you just won a pair.
Oh, she's going to be so excited.
Oh, yay. Jenny, are you going to surprise her or are you going to break the news to her now, later?
I'm going to let her know now.
Okay. You're going to hang up with us and then call her.
Yes.
Okay.
Jenny, congratulations and thanks for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Oh, thank you.
Give love.
How would you like to win $1,000 of Gurdeep's money? It's pretty simple. All you got to do is beat him in trivia. I know it seems simple, but it's actually proving not to be that simple because for some reason he is unbeatable. No. If you are good at trivia, you can beat him. He's lost a few times. All you got to do is listen at 8:30 and text WIN and your full name to 981981. You're texting WIN and your full name to 981981.
With CH5 Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound 401, just volume delays right now. Same at the westbound side of the 401. And it looks like westbound on the 401 west of Winston Churchill in the HOV lane, a police investigation just happening right now. On the eastbound side of the Gardner Slow Humber Bridge to Strawn and Martin Grove and Steeles, we've got lanes blocked off through there because of a collision. Earn 4.9% with the Scotiabank Momentum Plus Savings Account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so how lucky do you have to be to win a major lottery? And how lucky do you have to be to win it multiple times? I'll tell you about an Alberta man who might have a horseshoe somewhere on his person. Coming up.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the chaos, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in.
7:45, 15 degrees on our way to 25 with lots of sunshine. Finally, finally getting the great weather. In fact, it's going to feel more like 29.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here are two stories you need to know. What do you have, Gurdeep?
Okay, so a guy named David Serkin, an older retired gentleman from Lethbridge, Alberta, won $1 million on May 3rd in the Lotto 649 gold ball draw.
Yay! Nice.
Right? Lottery wins happen all the time. Why is that a story? Well, it's not. In and of itself. 6 months ago, David Serkin, Lethbridge man, elderly retired gentleman, in November, won $1 million playing the 649. Same guy. Surely that's it, right? No, just 3 months prior to that, David Serkin, Lethbridge, retired, older man.
What?
In August, won $500,000
on
the Lotto Max. This guy won the lottery three times in 9 months, totaling $2.5 million. And to make it even crazier, these weren't even his first three lottery wins. 12 years ago, he won $250,000 in a separate draw. Dude's been buying 649 tickets since it launched in 1982.
Okay, what does he know that we don't know? Is he just the luckiest man on earth? Like, what are the odds?
My head right away went to like, okay, this is some like something nefarious is going on. No, apparently not. He just is super lucky. Says he took his wife to Hawaii after the last win. Now he's taken her to Newfoundland after winning another million. Good to be David Serkin of Lethbridge, Alberta.
Okay, do we know the odds of that happening? It's got to be ridiculous.
I know the odds to win like the Lotto Max once, and it's insane. But to win, I wasn't that good at finite math. And to win four lotteries, I don't even know what.
You're looking at me. I can't help.
Isn't that insane? People just want to win one.
I just want to go near him and like I don't know, have something rub off on me.
Let's have your aura, David Serkin. What do you got?
Okay, so we know AI is the future, and it's already here, making our lives a lot easier. We depend on it. A lot of people use it for information, but you have to remember it's not always accurate. And recently, researchers put seven leading AI models to the test with a graduate-level history exam. And even the best models that they had, only got 46% of the questions right. That was the accuracy.
And this is history. This is factual stuff that's out there. There's plenty of literature on it. AI just couldn't accurately grab it?
Yeah. So the best one, by the way, was ChatGPT 4 Turbo. But it's not your typical high school exam. So that's not what it is. This was if you were a student of a graduate history program. So you're trying to get your PhD, let's say, in history. But just so you know, ChatGPT has memorized the entire internet. It has access to all the information. You would think it would do better than 46%.
I feel like history would be a safer subject to go with because it's all out there.
It's there. There's facts. There's things you can pull on. And I should mention that they have put it to the test for standardized testing. And that it does very well. On 80% accuracy there.
Interesting. I wonder how good it is at predicting the future if it doesn't really know history. Maybe I'll ask it for some lottery numbers a la David Serkin. Maybe that's what he's doing.
I like that. Full circle moment.
And I know your story. I see. Between 9 and 5. But today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
At Food Basics, 145 to 303 gram Christie cookies, crackers, or crispers are just $1.98 each. Holy moly, wowza! Only until June 4th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics, always more for less.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
At Canada's Wonderland, we're serious about our guests having fun. Seriously, buy a 2025 Silver Pass for only $89 and get unlimited visits through Labor Day, unlimited upside-down loops, unlimited ice cream cone licks, unlimited super spinny swings. Told you we were serious. New this summer, brave the elements on Alpine Fury, Canada's fiercest launch coaster. Get your 2025 Silver Pass online at canadaswonderland.com. Plus processing fee up to $9.99 and applicable taxes.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop in to a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house, June 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit Chartwell.com today to learn more.
Real Canadian Superstore is issuing a hot deal warning. This week, get corn for only 33 cents a cob. Those are some sweet summer savings. Bask in the glow of low prices all summer long at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Pick Your Passion is on now at Gateway Casinos, Innisfil, and Playtime Casino, Wasaga Beach. With over $500,000 in prizes across Ontario. Visit for a chance to win weekly cash prizes. Plus a chance to win one of four grand prize gift cards from Home Hardware, World Go Travel, Loblaws, or cash. Reward life with My Club Rewards. Only at Gateway Casinos. Proudly Canadian. Membership is free. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Full details and conditions at GatewayCasinos.com.
Sportsnet Plus is the streaming home of the Blue Jays.
Oh, what a catch!
Stream over 150 Blue Jays games all season long.
You won't see this anywhere else.
Including pre- and post-game coverage with Jamie and Joe on Blue Jays Central.
One of the best in the game right here.
Watch all the Blue Jays action wherever you are, at home or on the go.
Don't you love baseball?
Plans start from $24.99 a month.
We are good to go.
Subscribe at sportsnetplus.ca.
98.1
CHFI.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too uncomfortable when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you, can't you see? Want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees. You're not here with me.